Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
What's up?
What's going on, pal?
What's the word?
I took the train back last night. I left at like 5. I was on the train for like maybe a half hour, and I just woke up like an hour and a half later with like the neck back, mouth open, sleep going.
That Homer Simpson.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I'm still extremely tired.
Yeah, that'll do it. I didn't know if you were in and out or coming back this morning or what.
Oh yeah, very in and out. Like when we got done. Oh yeah, when we got done with the interview, me and Flocka were talking. And then, like, as we're walking out of the room, like, just in, like, the main foyer area of the office, it's, like, Tommy Smokes and, like, 4 different cameras. And he just goes, Waka! And that was all he had.
Jeff and Kim, they said there was a great Tommy Waka moment. I didn't know what it was, but I'm guessing it had to be that.
That was it.
Like, because they were just old college pals.
Right, that's what Tommy was like, surely.
Sabelli? Is that you?
He kept telling the story. He was like, no, at the Super Bowl last year, like I told him a bar that he could use.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm sure he was going to remember me. And then, because then I forced him to go in, because he was doing $1 million worth of game. I forced him to go in that room. I was like, you can't just do that. Like, that's not okay.
Right.
So you have to talk like a human. And so he went in there and he was like, yeah, I told him, I recounted everything that happened between us in the past. And he still didn't seem like he remembered me.
Huh. Peculiar. That jerk, yeah. Flock of Flame.
Yeah. Like, me and him were mid-conversation, and we just hear that, and we both just, like, stop dead in our tracks. We were like, what just happened? Oh, boy. But, yeah, that's out now. Tremendous interview, as always.
He really interviews himself. That's kind of the good part. He just has things he wants to talk about. It's great.
Yeah. There's never – like, you'll ask a question, and he'll, like – kind of answer it, but he's just really going on his own path. He's like, yeah, we're going to talk about eating fish for a week only right now.
Yeah, I prefer that.
For sure. You know, that guy just needs a microphone from him at all times. He's going to get some entertaining out of it.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if there's a beat, nothing, just anything. Times will be had. I didn't watch any basketball last night.
Boy, it was a stinky slate.
I saw Draymond get tossed.
That was probably the highlight.
Yeah.
Like, not even that game, maybe the night.
Yeah, I saw. What did I see? Miles Turner hit a 3. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was sweet.
That's about it. Yeah, that was. Yeah, what a terrible slate. And now I'm
smooth 0 for whatever. It was great.
I'm seeing Philly won by enough.
They did win, yeah.
So that's good. Maybe they trade both of them. Maybe that's the answer.
I'd build around Tobias Harris.
You would. The Magic have tried that. Of course you would.
I love Tennessee Volunteers in the NBA.
That's what we get. Yeah. They've got 2.
Yeah, that's why I love them.
Yeah, they should trade. I'm not even going to say it because Celtics fans would get more angry than Philly fans.
Uh-oh.
They say Simmons for Grant Williams, straight up. Who says no?
Silver.
Yeah, he's like, come on, we can't make Philly that loaded.
Now they might fuck around and get home court.
My brain's so programmed for just like, oh, the Celtics play every other day. And now that that's finally broken after all this, after the three games and four nights they had to play, it's finally broken. And now they're just not playing tonight. And I don't know what to do with myself.
Also, don't forget, they're probably five of the next five nights. So don't get too comfy.
They play the Rockets tomorrow and then they don't play again until Tuesday. Like, what the hell?
Hmm.
I don't much care for it. And then they have a back-to-back in multiple cities for another three games and four nights.
No, like I've said, the schedule's perfect.
What a jackass schedule. It is Celtics-Rockets, though, tomorrow, which I'm excited for.
I didn't like those shots. James Harden took a taco. I don't know what the hell he did to get involved in any of this.
I just watched that video while I was waiting for you. I hadn't seen it. That was...
Oh, boy.
That was, yeah, that's a take. Nickel's always in the middle of it.
Huh. Peculiar.
She's a bad seed.
Maybe she's the MVP.
What was the full quote for people who haven't seen it?
I'm trying to see. Because I'm trying to think what she first asked him. I guess everybody laughing is calling him the dribbler, and Giannis saying he wanted somebody to pass the ball. Did Kemba say something? That was the part I was like, I don't remember Kemba saying something, but maybe he did.
There was that time he put a loaded pistol in his face, but other than that, they seem to be on pretty good terms.
I mean, that's just boys being boys, man.
Yeah.
But he said, yeah, he was like, I average more assists than him, and he's like, I don't see what the joke is about him not passing. So James Harden very much not here for the kiki or the jokey jokes. She said something, and he was like, well, I average more assists than him. And then Rachel Nichols had the stats on hand, as it would appear. She was like, yeah, you're first or whatever. You're third, he's 31st. And Harden was like, yeah, so I don't see what the joke is. And he's like, I wish I could just run and be 7 feet and just dunk and have no skill whatsoever. He's like, I actually have to work on my game and have skill. I was like, oh. Baby.
Yeah, that's noted non-skill player Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Listen, way too many people are agreeing with it, too. That's really what I was afraid of. Because anybody that's...
Is Giannis just Miles Brown? Is that all this is?
Yes.
Or Harden?
He wishes. Yeah, anyone that's... if you're 7 foot, that's what's stopping you from greatness. That's what's stopping every single player from greatness. I remember that time... Roy Hibbert won 9 straight MVPs.
Yeah, that shots at Durant.
I said even if he was 7 foot, he wouldn't be as good as Durant. And it was mixed reviews.
That's crazy to me. People.
You think 7 foot Harden would be better? Or
No. I think it's crazy that anyone was even like, remotely on Harden's side for that KD comparison.
Oh, yeah. No, it was people like, oh, yeah, he's absolutely right. I saw some, he's slick talking about KD. I'm like, you got to be talking Kevin Duckworth, man. And I don't know what he did to deserve this type of slander. They said it about Shaq. It was like, no, listen, he's just big. He just turned and dunked. I was like, okay. Other people should try it then. Like,
right. Yeah, there's other.
He's not the only 7-footer. He's not the only 300-pounder.
Right. Yeah, noted 4-time MVP Kendrick Perkins. That's...
Yeah, we remember when he had the league on lockdown.
I actually do, but that's a conversation for a different point.
You and Kendrick do.
we reminisce about it often.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I don't like about the last 4 years of Kevin Durant's career is... people aren't going to fully remember how good he was.
Mm.
And that's a shame because I haven't seen, like, I have him 10th all time already. So I surely haven't seen a dozen players better than him in my life or even before my life.
It is, and it stinks. And it's, again, that, like, that's what you punt on by going to Golden State. And it stinks because he, like, he'll never get that. Like, I wouldn't say in 7 foot Harden would just, like, be a bum. Like, he'd be an amazing player, much like 6'5 Harden is.
Well, it's weird because it's like, I've said the opposite about Isaiah Thomas. Like, if he were 6'2, would he have even got to the league? Because there are plenty of 6'2 guys who are good, but, like, they kind of just blend in.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, are we just giving 7 foot Harden the step back? Because if he's 7 foot, maybe he never develops the step back. Exactly. Because he's 7 feet. Yeah, so it's the least fun argument ever.
Well, that kind of plays into his point, though. Like, if you are 7 feet, do you have to develop all these extra things? And sometimes, no, you don't. But that's where, like, the greats do. The greats do have, like, add as much as they possibly can to their game, regardless of size and everything.
Yeah, and for that many people to agree, it's like, are we watching the same Giannis this year? Two, have we watched the same Giannis every single year where he's got multiple levels better? Like, that's not, he didn't just get taught, like, he came in the league 6'9", now he's 9'8". There's nothing anyone can do. No, he just worked on his game.
He worked on his game. He's put a lot of time in, lifting, like, not even just, like, developing skill and everything, because to be 7 foot and dunk and to get hit and finish through as much contact as he does, like, he gets hammered.
Yeah, and he's hammered. still leading or close to the league in percentage, like, around the bucket. It's like, can you get in the league at 7 foot with no skills? Maybe. You don't make all NBAs. You don't win MVP and make all defense without developing something. Yeah, here we go. In the draft, Antetokounmpo took Celtics point guard Kemba Walker over Harden because he wanted, quote, somebody that's going to pass the ball. Harden didn't find the joke funny, especially since Harden ranks ninth in the league with 7.3 assists while Walker is 37.5 per game. I don't see what the joke is, Harden said, but I didn't even see it. I don't pay attention to stuff like that. I just know that none of them can mess with me. When it's all said and done, they'll appreciate it more, but I wish I could just run with 7 feet and could run and just dunk. That takes no skill at all. I've got to actually learn how to play basketball, how to have skill. I'll take that any day.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so Kemba didn't say anything. It was just Giannis saying, I want Kemba over this guy. And then Kemba proceeded to just chuck.
Yeah, I'll teach you.
I don't want Giannis to think I'm a passer. I'm square. I don't think I'm cool.
I will say this, I'm all in on Superstar B. I don't know when the last time we've had one is. Like a legit one. Like it's LeBron and Deshaun Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
You got a superstar and you got LeBron James, but it's correct. Never two guys of, like, these are the back-to-back MVPs. And it ain't 10 years ago either. And they don't play for the same team like Shaq and Kobe.
Right. He's going to pop through the computer and punch me in the face, but Westbrook Durant?
Even then, that feels like one, I think it was something there, but it was definitely something that everybody outside, like media, us, definitely. Twitter included, made bigger. This is something, I don't know if we're making it big enough. Like, I legit think these guys do not like each other.
I think Giannis, like, likes everyone, and he was just like, I'm going to make a joke on TV. So Shaq and Chuck like me. They like jokes. And then Harden was like, I'm going to kill you.
Well, they let him into that. But, like, him whipping the pass at Harden's face, that was intentional. Like, I think it just started when, like, last year, the Rockets account started tweeting, like, is he really more valuable than James Harden? The answer was yes. Overwhelmingly yes. But, no, I think it's, like, legit beef here, because Giannis, again, he don't do the friends stuff, so it ain't like, oh yeah, this is just LeBron and Melo busting balls. They're gonna have some dinner tonight. It's fine,
right?
March 25th.
What happened? March 25th.
That's their next game. March 25th at Milwaukee is when they play.
That's pretty good. It was the. I mean, there's the Jimmy Butler versus Jimmy Butler has had plenty of beef with all of his teammates.
Mm-hmm. Current, former, future. Yeah. It was also, I've seen some, which is what it's turned into. It's like, Giannis has only been to one conference finals. If the Harden's Rockets are in these, he'd have at least one ring. And it's like, all right.
Yeah, that's a bit of a step.
I've seen that he's accomplished so much more. And it's like, well, one, he's been in the league like six, seven years longer. Two, they both got one MVP.
Yep.
Harden's got, I think, two conference finals to Giannis's one. And I think they'll be tying that up this year. And Giannis will be doubling up in MVP. So I don't know if that's the limb the Rockets fans want to argue.
Right. Well, they can, like, now before that second MVP comes in.
Yeah, we don't find out for another 8 months, so they got some time.
Yeah, it's like saying, like, I've got more money than you after you just deposited, like, a $2 million check, but it hasn't gone through yet. Like, it's
not. Yeah, you did it on a Friday, and Monday's a holiday, dummy. I was richer than Bezos.
It is, yeah, it's. Yeah, Harden, I feel like he gets this tag of, like, a quiet guy because he doesn't do a lot of media like this. And then when he does, he's not that quiet. Like, he's – I think that's why –
he's pretty sassy.
This is part of why I thought him and Russ would work well together, because they're both, like, these just L.A. – and I say this lovingly because I like them both – dickheads, absolute dickheads.
They're just sassy bitches together. But, yeah, Harden is – quiet, quote unquote, quietly got every superstar teammate he ever played with out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, which I think is fair, it's like Giannis still gets covered too. Like, he's just a wow milkshake. Welcome to America. It's like, hey man, he threw, was like Kelly Olynyk, like, into like the fourth row in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, again, it's fine. But there's no heat on him. And I do think this year, if they don't make at least the finals this year, this is when the shift starts on Giannis.
Oh, for sure. For sure. They have to make the finals.
They might make it, lose like in seven in a great, he might play the best series ever. If he lose, they're going to turn the heat up. That's just how it goes.
I think it's like substantially different heat finals versus Eastern Conference finals wherever he loses.
Oh, for sure. And then as Philly fans have pointed out, it's like Giannis is, he's kind of in the sweet spot. Like, no matter what happens, if they lose this year, it'll be like, well, he had to leave. He didn't have the help, no matter what happens.
Right. Yeah, if he loses to the Lakers or Clippers, I don't think people are going to be. Now, if we can – Stern would never allow this from beyond the grave, but
no.
Bucks Rockets would be incredible theater.
Oh, I'd love to see that for five games, Bucks and five. The reason I think it won't be as much, of course, if he makes the finals, but again, like, they're on pace for 70, and they're gonna, I don't know if they'll get there, but if they get damn close, it'll be like, listen, 2 years straight, he's had the best record in the league. No range to show for it. This guy's 25. When's he gonna get it? When's it gonna click? When's he gonna get some skills like James Harden?
Yeah, he's kind of going on a Dirk type trajectory. He just hasn't been like the one seed and got smoked by the eighth seed yet. Like, that's where I feel like Dirk was fine public perception wise, and then it switched so fast and like, oh, this guy's the biggest choker in sports.
Yeah, I'm saying you got to come back the next year like Virginia and wipe the slate clean. But Giannis, he's on the Jordan path, man. It's like three first rounders now. I feel like wherever he goes, he's pretty much just the conference finalist, like minimum. If he's healthy, your team's probably making the conference finals. And we'll see. Maybe the Magic put him out this year, and that's his Dirk moment, which would be very funny. It would suck, but it would be very funny.
I would personally, as like not a basketball fan, but as a Celtics fan, I would hate to see it.
Oh, I bet you would. It's like, boy, they've just got nothing for Terrence Ross. He's got Middleton in a blender. He just dunked on the both Lopez's.
I was walking to catch my train yesterday, leaving the office, and I just saw two guys, like construction workers, like standing on the street, like the guys who hold like the slow sign. And one of them was just like, I think this is the Celtics year. And I was like, what city am I in? What's happening here? What's going on? So what, and like, I wasn't like wearing Celtics stuff either. So it wasn't like they saw me and they were like, you know what, let's talk. Like, they were just having that conversation. And I want people to calm down with that. Relax.
No.
Calm it down.
The people will not. I speak for the fine. People comfortably when I say no.
Fine. Celtics in four.
Okay. What can you do?
Whole way. What else happened? Because this last time we actually like recorded was a long time ago. Embiid's hurt.
I'll tell you, Embiid's hurt. Simmons is, I feel like he keeps getting hurt worse than we thought.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like the Mavericks keep sliding. Jazz keep sliding.
The Jazz stink. Did you ever like watching that game the other night? Even when they went up one, I was like, surely the scoreboard is just wrong. Because watching this game, we've been up 20 the whole time. I don't care what the scoreboard says. We've been up 20 this whole game. And then we won by 11. So it never felt close despite the scoreboard telling me, like, no, this game's close. I was like, no, it's not. That team's not good.
No, yeah, they've lost four straight, all four at home, which I didn't know, all by at least 9 points. And somebody posted yesterday. It was a video of Rudy Gobert, like, defensively five straight possessions. I think it was against Phoenix. So whatever, I think Tuesday. Five straight possessions, they went to the paint. He did not leave his feet.
Hmm.
Like didn't it? Like, people walking in their layup, he barely get his hands up. And the guy that posted is like, something, he's like, I'm not saying what, but something's wrong. Like, I don't know if it's injury. I don't know if he's pissed. And people are like, why do you hate the Jazz? He's like, I'm literally a Jazz writer. That's why I who noticed this? Who's watching Rudy Gobert five straight possession? But it was just very bad, like, just not Gobert. So, again, something – and, again, four straight home losses coming to the home stretch. Something's up with them. But I'm
can't remember who was talking about it, but because we did Picks tape earlier that day, and it come out that Conley was moving to the bench.
Yeah.
And then by game time, they moved Ingles to the bench, and Conley still started and proceeded to shoot 0% on twos. And I can't remember if I read it from an analyst or if someone during the game said it, like if it was Chauncey or someone.
Mm.
But they were like, yeah, Quinn Snyder wanted to move Conley to the bench and then was, like, overruled. And, like, now Conley's getting to start. So I do wonder if it's, like, the rest of the team thinks Mike Conley fucking stinks and they didn't want to. Because there was a stretch in that game where they were just turning down. Like, no one wanted to shoot. Right. No one. And it's, like, they have plenty of, like, capable players. And then Donovan Mitchell finally was, like, fuck this. I'm going to score 40. But
it was an effort, a pity.
It was, but it was just like so much overpassing for no, it wasn't even like, oh yeah, hit skip pass to the open man. Like, no, that guy was open. Like, you didn't need the extra pass. Like, just
right.
So I do wonder if there's like a terrible chemistry, and like Mike Conley's not a bad teammate, not a bad person. Sometimes shit just doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, it's also like like, I'm sure Conley, like, didn't go to the GM. Is like, you better tell him to start me.
Right.
But it's also a thing where it's like, hey, we've been here, like, 4 or 5 years. Ingles clearly a better fit, at least.
Right.
So it's like, we're pissed at somebody. And on the court, it's showing it. Because they – yeah, like, I'm watching this thread again. It's just – it. Like, he's watching somebody just – Oubre just, like, walked by him for a dunk. First possession. Second possession, yeah, it wasn't too bad, but he didn't exactly contest like a jumper. Third, Rubio walks right into the paint and just floater over him, and Gobert's basically like turning around to inbound the ball before he's like, eh.
Yeah.
Quinn Snyder called a timeout in one of those where he's just looking straight at the ground, like, I would give anything to be back in college right now. So something, yeah, something's up with them. And it's not good. And I'm close to doubling down on they might blow up the Jazz before this playoff failure. They just cut everybody. Just waive them. Trade deadline's passed. It's like, what? Gobert's on the waiver wire?
Yeah. Okay. We bought out everyone. Everyone.
We bought out Donovan Mitchell. He's an unrestricted free agent.
Ainge is just like, I can't do it.
No. and get rid of Simi's minutes. And every Celtics fan is like, nah, what could you do?
That game was funny because they would boo Hayward when he got the ball, but then when he'd score, they'd cheer. I didn't know what was happening.
It was rather unfortunate that you left, but it went in. You're not a bad guy. You know, you gave us 8 years. You made an all-star team. Boo, he's got the ball again.
You talk about mental warfare. I've never seen anything like it.
I kind of like ever. It. They're switching it up. Another team that's kind of stinking on the sly, Miami.
Yeah.
Like, Miami's won 2 of their last 9. Like, they were 27-10 when it started up. Like, are they going to get the 2 seed? Jimmy Butler's the best. And now they're 36-22. And in those losses, they lost to the Kings, Blazers, Hawks, Cavs, and the Wolves. Yeah. Like, they're not good on the road. And I don't know. They're just – I don't know if it's just like long season, everybody has a stretch, this is theirs. But that many losses to that many non-playoff teams for like a team that has legit conference finals aspirations at the very least. And now they're looking at – they're tied for 4 or 5 right now with Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philly's played 2 more games. So Miami has the better winning percentage, but they're both 14 games back in Milwaukee. 3-7 last 10, since you want to cut wins off their record.
You're right. I hate the Heat always.
But that's like none of the 3 teams above them have had that stretch. Like 3-7 is bad for an eighth of the season. That's bad.
Real bad. Like, again, and that's where it's starting. We're starting to see, like, there's one great team in the East. I think it's 2 really good teams. I think it's 3 solid teams and then the rest. And I don't know, like, I don't think Miami is afraid of Philly. I don't think Philly's afraid of Miami. But that one really might just come down to who gets home court.
Right.
Like, it might just go to 7. It's like, well, we got game 7 at home. We win. That's the difference. That's the entire difference.
Now we're going to go play Milwaukee and lose. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. In 3.
What I will say about Miami is outside of Jimmy, it is a pretty – like, this is the first time a lot of these guys have done this. This is Bam's take-a-step season. Hero's a rookie. Nunn's a rookie. So it is like a extremely young team. But this is where Coach of the Year, Eric Spoelstra, that's where he's supposed to, like, stop this and like get everyone on the right track. 3-7.
Well, this is why you trade. Yeah, this is why you trade for Andre Iguodala and Jay Crowder. And 3-7.
Andre Iguodala is too busy getting spun like a top by Trae Young.
They've had some injuries too, to be fair. But again, we're at the get the 60 game mark. Like, who hasn't?
We're not here to be fair. Sign up for that.
Harrow's out, so I'm ready to give him MVP until he gets back. Something's off with them.
Watching the 2-3, they've both gone. The Raptors and Celtics have gone 8-2 over their last 10. They've lost ground to Milwaukee over that time. Because they've gotten 9-1 over that same stretch. And it's even what, like, the Celtics are just gaining ground on Toronto by going 8 and having the same record just because they won 14 in a row?
I think so. Like, 14 in a row, then it was like 16 out of 17. Whatever, right. Something crazy.
So just they've just been stuck in that like, one's done. One's decided. I don't know why they only have the X next to Milwaukee.
Yeah, give them the Z. Yeah,
the Z. They've got the one. Neither – you can't make up 8 games. Like, that's not happening. No one's getting the one. There's 2-3. It's – I don't even know what the battle is for. You're going to get each other. Like, Boston's not afraid of Indy. Neither of them afraid of Indy. Neither of them afraid of Brooklyn. So it's like home court. Does that even matter in that series?
I feel like it does. In that one, because that's – that's when I was like, man, it's just bad luck. Like, because both those teams are really good. Like, this is the year the East wants to be good? Damn. Come back, LeBron.
I do know we, like, Jaylen just won for the first time in his career. So that would mean Tatum, too, in Toronto since they got in the league this season. But I don't know if it's one of those things like it's tough to win in Toronto or we were just much worse and they were really good and had Kawhi Leonard.
I mean, it could be both because, like, the Raptors are finally healthy and beating everybody that's not the Bucks. So that's one – like, because it's that close, I'd rather have it than not have it, of course. But, like, they're both good at home, both pretty good on the road. That's going to be a great series. And it's just wild that one of those two teams is not making the conference finals. And one of the Heat 76ers probably will. That's wild. After they thrash the Bucks in three.
That's what we all anticipate.
They're just sandbag. Everybody wants that four seed. So you get the Bucks in the second round because that's lunch meat. Giannis is 7 foot with no skills.
Celtics might just want to lose out, go 41-41, grab that eight seed, get them immediately.
I would. It's chess. It ain't checkers.
I can't imagine watching 24 straight losses.
Celtics lose another one. Jason Tatum hasn't hit a shot since Easter.
So he also hasn't attempted any. He's just – he'll go out there, 24-second violation, hand the ball to the ref.
Mm-hmm. Stephen's just like, what can you do?
Yeah. Post-game, he's just like, we got a plan. I can't tell you the plan, but we've got one.
If they lose 24 straight, I still think they'd fall six, maybe. I don't even think they'd get to eight. Like, listen, they went 0-24 over the last 24. Pacers went 2-22. They didn't really make up many ground.
That would be and the only two wins were against the Celtics. It was a tough scene.
They tried to tie, and Adam Silver literally made them play until someone won.
He subbed Lance Stephenson in for the Pacers. He flew him in from China. He immediately scored 2 points, called the game.
Yep, that was it. Everyone went home happy.
Jesus. It's a big slate. I don't know why they couldn't have just moved a couple of these games to yesterday to make the slate better.
Boy, was it bad.
Mm-hmm. Immediately, I see New Orleans is -12.5 against the Cavs.
Listen, the hugest lines I've ever seen in my life tonight. Huge.
New Orleans is clearly better than Cleveland, but if they got to the point where it's just like, oh, yeah, they're definitely 10 points better than truly bad teams.
This man says no, because I'm taking the Cavs plus. I saw 12.5. So I think, Pelicans will win. 12.5 is a lot of points, especially – the Cavs are feisty now, the non-beeline Cavs. So I'm taking that, but the under of 238, because they're still both non-playoff teams, plus 255.
That makes me want to lean the over, though. Like, they're just – like, no one's going to try and cover Zion. He's just going to be dunking up a storm.
Listen, people have tried to cover Zion for many, many games.
North of eight games.
Yeah, I'd just get back on defense if that was me. Or get back on offense.
Yeah, but like where the points from section are going to come are just not going to come because Drew's going to be trying on his like shorts during the game.
He just got to hope that Drew decides to take like Garland instead. He's like, no, don't you want – he's the rookie. Take him.
Drew's like, I'll cover you both. How about that?
So it's just like, fuck, I didn't think of it.
I do love how he was just the primary defender for LeBron James too.
Listen, and Anthony Davis, you talk about a bad batch.
Drew doesn't complain. He's just like, yeah, this is what I do. I go out there, I give him my all.
Yeah, and they just clear like four on one side, one on the other. And Drew's like, really? Really? You're not even going to fake the double? Wow.
Yeah, I'll take the under 237. Good. New Orleans will win. It wouldn't completely shock me if they won by like 15, but I'm not ready to. If this were the Knicks, I'd take that, but it's not. It's the Cavs, damn it. Mm-hmm. They've earned my respect.
That's right. Different city, state, organization is true.
Same color scheme sometimes.
But the Cavs won, what, three, no, four of their last five? Like that? That's why I like the points there. The under over, I'm going under, but yeah, I could easily see. It's like, boy, they smashed that by halfway through the third quarter.
Utah's at home again. Wizards plus 10. Like, Utah may well win this game, but
I don't know. I don't know if we can.
I'll gladly take the Wizards and the points there. A phrase I'm surely going to regret.
I'm staying away.
Fair.
A big line I am in Charlotte, Toronto. I'll never take Charlotte in any points ever again. I'm seeing Toronto 13.5, way too few. So I'm thinking Toronto 13.5 and the over 216. That just doesn't feel like a lot of points for a 2020 NBA game, plus 250.
Toronto might just smother Charlotte into scoring no points.
But I think that Toronto might score like 218 on their own.
True. This is exactly what happened with that Pacers game, though. Didn't you take
– blitzed them.
You took the under in that, too, didn't you? Or, you know, you took the over.
Yeah, I don't know. I was at once – they were down 40 points.
Yeah, once they tipped off. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I took 10.5 in the over. I don't know what the final score was, but it wasn't pretty.
No. Yeah, Charlotte's really good at beating bad teams, but even not by a lot. Like, they'll just beat them at the end. So it's not even like they're blowing those teams out. I don't know what Charlotte is. They live in this weird space that only they occupy in the entire NBA. Like, if you were doing tiers of, it would be like Bucks, Lakers, Clippers, probably Denver on one tier. Then it'd be like Celtics, Raptors, Rockets on this next tier. Probably someone else, I don't really care. And then so on and so forth. Then it would just be Charlotte on some tier. And then everyone else really bad below them.
They're the scrappiest team I've ever seen that gets beat by 45 points.
Which team, what was the worst team this year? Was it the Beeline Cavs, the Road Sixers, or the Jazz at home in February?
Well, I can't say. I got to see how long this streak goes. Like, if the Jazz just might not win another home game, so they're incomplete. But if I had Beeline's Cavs in a seven-game series in Cleveland against the Road Sixers, boy. Sixers, but in seven, it would not be pretty.
Yeah, they might figure. That's the thing. I think by a game, they'd be down 3-0, but they'd be finally, since it's the same building, it might start feeling like home, and then they'd hit the switch.
They'd be like, guys, we're just going to tank those games. Don't even show up in Philly. We just want you to stay in Cleveland for 2 weeks straight, sleep in the same bed, go to the same breakfast spots, all that. Yeah, okay. And we'll steal those four. You punt the three at home. We were going to win those regardless. Don't even want to risk turning an ankle.
Give me Dallas plus 4 at Miami.
I don't hate it.
Give me it.
Okay, take it. Shit.
Thank
Uncle.
You.
Yeah. Now I'm going OKC, Milwaukee, which, like, big slate of games. Not a big slate of good games.
No, sure isn't.
Like, it's basically, I mean, they did it right. It's the primetime games because Denver Clippers is late and OKC Milwaukee is the early game. I'm going Giannis to get 13 rebounds, a light half a word for him, and Chris Paul to get 8 assists, plus 210. I'm hoping Giannis comes out just like, hey, man, you know James Harden used to play for the Thunder. Oh, he did. Did he? Okay, bet. Antetokounmpo's on a mission. He's got 38 in the first half.
He's like, you see that Chris Paul guy? He's like, yeah, what about him? He's like, he's got James Harden's phone number. He's just got Chris Paul in an ad lock for three quarters.
In his phone? His telephone? Say less. He's like, well, I don't like him either. Let me go.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Turn me right side up.
Just vanilla ice over the side of the building. Oh, man. Yeah, that is tonight's – yeah, it is a strange slate. Like, Minnesota, Orlando. I think baseball got it right with interleague play. Like, you don't got to play everybody from the other. Like, forget that. Right. That stinks. Like, Minnesota-Orlando is not a game that should happen.
Ever.
Like, KG versus Shaq, no thank you.
You're not trying to see no Detroit-Phoenix? Wow. Washington-Utah? Sheesh. Thought you liked the sport, McMahon.
Even when, like, when Phoenix was, like, Nash and Amari and Detroit was Rip and Chauncey and the Wallaces and Tayshaun. Mm. Like, you can't talk about two more clashing styles of play.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those are almost different sports. That's how wildly different those guys played basketball.
That's going to be Charlotte-Toronto. Those two playing different sports, too.
Detroit at Phoenix. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. Associated Press. This is completely unrelated, but I just saw it on the set, like the new news on ESPN. Authorities are investigating whether deputies shared graphic photos of the helicopter crash where Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven other people were killed. I was afraid of that.
It would make sense.
Said the victims, said the photo showed the scene and the victim's remains. I hate everybody.
Who wants to see that?
Somebody's like, dude, check this out. I feel like we see this every once in a while. This happens. Somebody takes like a picture of like a car crash or something like that, sends it to one person, and don't send this to anybody else. And it's like, yeah. Listen, aside from Harvey Levin, I'm not you. Mum's the word.
I feel like if you just sent the picture, nothing would happen. But the second you say, don't send this to someone else, it's like, well, now I have to. You've legally bound me to send it to someone else.
Like, it's unclear how widely the photos might have been disseminated. Yeah. Yeah. And who was involved? It's additionally unclear whether the deputies had taken the photos themselves or received them from someone else. Listen, it ain't but a handful of people that we even had access, I imagine. So,
right.
It's like, could have been anyone. No, it's probably like one of six or seven people.
We're at the point now, too, where just even having it on your phone, even if you don't send it to someone else, it can be had.
Mm-hmm.
They should almost have to be using, like, the original razors, not even new ones. Like, something completely unhackable. Yeah. Just something that can't even be close to hacked. That's what you can use.
And it, like, I thought about that as soon as it happened. I was like, because it's all these, like, people got videos. Somebody's going to be up there. I was like, pictures are going to come out.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how this works. And some Friday news.
Well, great news as always.
I like to take people into the weekend with a smile on their face.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're known for. Your childish, cockeyed optimism and your view of the world.
Yep. Mr. Positivity. Trilly Whisk.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everyone. I'm sure that you'll be smiling ear to ear like Lenny after he got a facelift.
Like Smokes when he saw Walker coming off the elevator.
Good Lord. All right. Mm. See ya.
See ya.